141 outstanding students from all of the Pocahontas County Schools, grades 3 through 12, were recognized as Super Scholars at the annual ceremony held this year on May 15th at Pocahontas County High School. It is remarkable that so many students qualified as Super Scholars this year because the standards to be so designated are difficult. What was almost as remarkable was the large turnout of family and friends of those scholars who filled the stands in the PCHS gymnasium. In order to be recognized as a Super Scholar, students in grades 3 through 8 must achieve an overall 93% grade average in the core subjects of language arts, mathematics, science, and social studies at the end of the third 9-week grading period. High school students must maintain a 4.0 average in those same core classes, and all the students must maintain at least a C average in non-core subjects. Pretty tough to do, but for those who achieve this, it reflects on their intelligence, character, and a willingness to work real hard on achieving their educational goals. Two 8th grade students were awarded the prestigious State Department of Education's Golden Horseshoe Award. They are Silas Riley and Logan Hively, both from Marlinton Middle School. Super Scholars were honored from each of the 5 county schools. Hillsborough Elementary School had 13 Super Scholars in grades 3 through 5. Marlinton Elementary School had 30 Super Scholars in grade 3 through 5. Greenbank Elementary Middle School had 15 Super Scholars in grades 3 through 5 and 19 in grades 6 through 8. Marlinton Middle School had 39 Super Scholars in grades 6 through 8. Pocahontas County High School had 25 Super Scholars. You can find a complete list of these students online with this story at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Allegheny Mountain Radio wishes to congratulate all of the 2016-2017 Super Scholars. The Pocahontas County Schools Teacher of the Year and the Service Person of the Year were also honored at this ceremony, and those nominations can also be found on our website. The winning Service Employee of the Year was Custodian Roy Shear, who was too dedicated to attend this ceremony since he felt it was more important to work his evening shift at Marlinton Middle School. Laurel Dilley, the Math and Computer Science Teacher at PCHS, was selected as the Teacher of the Year. She gave an exceptional acceptance speech that was directed at the Super Scholars in attendance. While a complete transcript of the speech can be found on our website, here are a couple of short excerpts from it.
I would like to start first by saying that I'm truly humbled to be selected for this award out of the many fantastic teachers that are in this county. I have the utmost faith in the school system to educate my own children, and I look forward to them having so many of these outstanding teachers in their lives. At the risk of sounding cliche, I really did always want to be a teacher. I found myself to be one of the very few honor students at West Virginia University who was majoring in education. Even my advisors gave me a weird look when I talked about becoming a teacher. It wasn't until my junior year of college that I had an awakening and realized that I needed to be a champion for teachers. Why shouldn't we have just as much respect as a doctor or a lawyer? We are, after all, educating the future doctors and lawyers. I want to be a teacher because I want to make a difference in multiple children's lives. I want to be a teacher because I love math, and what better way to share that love than to expose students to it? Our state and our communities need the best and the brightest to fill our medical and scientific positions, yes. But we also need you to teach our future generations. I'm honored to have been chosen to represent Pocahontas County as the Teacher of the Year. Thank you to everyone here for your investment in education and your encouragement of lifelong learning.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.